Special edition of the show. We're going to make a quick phone call here in a second to APTA CEO Justin Moore. Big news about the therapy cap. Want to get it right from the APTA CEO, so we're giving him a call. Want to thank our sponsors for bringing him this special message. Arias Medical Staffing, here's the deal. They get you jobs as a PT anywhere in the U.S. That's what they do. That's it. You get a specific recruiter who knows about you, where you want to go, what you want to do, assigned to you, okay? So you find the thing that you want to do nice and easy. Check them out online, AURESmedical.com. That's Arias Medical Plus right now. Check PTPintcast.com. Arias giving away a couple of pairs of those Beats wireless headphones. Yeah, I know you want one of those. So check them out and go wireless with not only your headphones, but your PT career anywhere you want to go. PTPintcast.com to win those. Giving Justin Moore a call. A big historic day for the American Physical Therapy Association. Want to get Justin's thoughts. Want to know what he thinks.
Hello, it's Justin.
Justin, how you doing? It's Jimmy McKay.
Hey, Jimmy. How are you?
Glad to have you on the show. I figured I'd hear like champagne popping or something in the background, however you guys celebrate down there in Alexandria. A big day for advocacy and PT on Capitol Hill.
It was. Yeah, we didn't pop champagne because, you know, we've storing it for 21 years is probably against office policy.
Yeah, not good. I mean, this is a big victory for the association, for the profession. I'm sure you're loving it specifically because that's really your background is physical therapy advocacy. When you have the Twitter handle of policy for PT, you know this one's big for you.
Yeah, it was a great victory for the profession, for our patients, but it was also a nice personal victory as well. The therapy cap is why I came to Washington and how I started working for APTA and really has been part of my whole history here at APTA.
Well, let's review for everybody out there. I mean, I think we want to make sure that we know, hey, the cap has been repealed, but let's talk about what that actually means.
Yeah, it's the therapy cap has been around for 21 years as part of the BBA. And that's what originally was the original legislation that authorized or extended the therapy cap beyond private practice. A little known fact is a therapy cap was started back in 1972 when there was a negotiation that allowed physical therapists to independently build a Medicare program at the cost of a cap on their therapy services. So what created our private practices in 1972 or created the ability of private practices to independently build a Medicare program came at the cost of a cap on those practices for a number of years. In 97, Congress thought they would extend that to all other settings under Part B of Medicare, but originally then exempted the hospital outpatient department. So it's a long, convoluted path that we've taken on this therapy cap issue. But as of today, the therapy cap is no longer something we have to fight every year in Congress.
That's great. So now there is no cap, but there still is a medical review process at some point, right?
Correct. To fully repeal the therapy cap was never really an option. We had to develop and work with Congress to develop a reasonable alternative to the therapy cap. So it was a replacement of the old 97 language in the BBA with a revised policy that is similar to the exceptions process under which we've lived for the last several years since 2006. And so the new policy is essentially making that exceptions process more permanent and not just a temporary exceptions process. So it will be use of the KS modifier, and then at $3,000, there will be targeted reviewed based on certain criteria. So not every patient that exceeds that $3,000, but very targeted review will go into place at that $3,000 threshold.
And there is something to do with physical therapy assistants and occupational therapy assistants. Some of their costs will be cut in a couple of years, correct?
Yeah, a surprise this week was as this legislation was moving through Congress, we learned early this week that provision had been attached to the bill that changed how services provided by physical therapist assistants and occupational therapy assistants was reimbursed under Medicare Part B. And that policy was that they would be paid a reduced rate at 85% of the fee schedule beginning in 2022. And so the legislation essentially outlines that we'll begin to identify which services a PTA or a COTA is involved in beginning in 2020, and then in 2022, a differential will be applied to their services at 85% of the fee schedule rate. And this comes very similar to how physician assistants are reimbursed under Medicare and other healthcare providers that don't get paid the full physician fee schedule rate of 100%.
This is something that's been done before in a similar fashion when using Medicare.
Yeah, it's new to physical therapy and its application to the PTA and the COTA, but it's not new to Medicare. These payment differentials have been part of the Medicare program for a long time. This is now taking a policy concept that has existed outside of the physical therapy space and applying it to the physical therapy space. APTA did not advocate for this provision and does not support this provision. And so we're already in dialogues of how we can refine the policy so that it's implemented in a way that ensures access and meet some of the program's objectives.
We've got some other exciting news to talk about. We've got the event that I was actually down in Alexandria for, the Beyond Opioid launch event, along with the subsequent PSA that we got to take a look at. You want to talk about that for a second?
Yeah, that was, really was a big policy week here in Washington, D.C., and here at APTA over in Alexandria. We kicked off the week, as you described, with Facebook Live events that you can now watch online. And it was an event called Beyond Opioids. And we really wanted to highlight the different perspectives on this public health epidemic and also how APTA is partnering with federal agencies, with physicians, and with patients to try to make an impact on this epidemic and to change the trajectory in pain management. So I highly encourage people to jump online, watch the videos. The Joan, our patient, was fabulous. It's always great to use a patient perspective. She just was very articulate and could describe the impact of this. The physician that joined us from Swedish Health System in Seattle, very articulate in describing the team it takes to manage pain. And then I was personally, I thought the director from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention was fabulous in his description of some of the policy and some of the programs that the federal government has to address this epidemic. Fabulous hour. It would not be a wasted hour for anybody to watch that. It was a fabulous production and proud of the staff work that went into doing that.
Yeah, really enjoyed it. I liked it because seven different perspectives got to go into it, all having very, very valid input into it. So I thought it was well done. Jason Bellamy handling that very, very well. What else we have to talk about? 12 days to go before we're going to CSM. And did I read this correctly? 16,000 physical therapists are going to New Orleans?
Yes, it's crazy. It will be the largest PT conference in the United States historically. So a large crowd coming to New Orleans for CSM. You know, last year we broke a record in San Antonio. I mean, we're already 2,000 to 3,000 higher than we were on the Riverwalk last year. So I guess the Bourbon Street is a little more of an attraction than the Riverwalk. So we're excited about it. Great events, including the event you're doing with ALS and the Steve Gleason Foundation. It's a lot of energy going into New Orleans, so we're excited.
Yeah, I wanted to thank you. You know, we launched that event for Team Gleason that's going on Thursday night, the 22nd. You can check out tickets at ptpinecast.com. But I want to thank you and Sharon Dunn for sharing that on social media and helping spread the word. You know, we think it's a little bit of a different event. We just announced that the offensive tackle is going to be there. We've got a few more New Orleans Saints players that we know are in talks about showing up at that event. We just haven't officially announced them. So those are, maybe I'll direct message you before we announce that and let you know who's coming, but some more coming. So you can get your tickets at ptpinecast.com. And yeah, all the funds, as you mentioned, going towards Steve's great organization, Team Gleason. We still have more news. You guys have a big, big week. APTA headquarter building design was submitted.
Yeah, we go through a process here in the city of Alexandria to get our design approved, and they've made recommendations throughout the process, but hit another milestone in the development of APTA's new headquarters with the submission of the design of our base building. And so that'll go to the city, and we'll be before the city council in June and looking to sort of go through the design approval process over the next several months and break ground probably around the time CSM comes to Washington, D.C. next January. Be in the building by our centennial in 2021. Membership numbers continue to stay above 100,000 and grow year over year. So we're excited about what's going on.
Justin's up there getting stuff done. Love it. Anything on the horizon? What do we have to look forward to? I mean, we've got the cap. That was the thorn in our side for a long time. What's one thing we can look forward to beyond CSM?
I think we're going to be looking at our forum here in late March, where we bring our advocates back to Washington, D.C. to go up to Capitol Hill. And, you know, for 21 years, we've been asking those advocates to, you know, go up and lobby on the therapy cap. So it's going to be an exciting forum in Washington, D.C., where we can ask everyone to celebrate, so we can take some time to celebrate with our members who made this happen. A lot of those members, you know, have led advocacy efforts throughout the country, getting to know their elected officials, beginning to really, you know, take the message of the therapy cap to those elected officials. So celebration's our first goal. Second goal is we'll get an opportunity to thank our elected officials, members of Congress that made this happen. So it's always nice to go back to the Hill and thank. We're always asking, so going there to thank them will be fun. And then last but not least is, you know, as we head toward our centennial, getting this therapy cap issue behind us is really going to allow the association to pivot on some of its public policy priorities. And so we'll pivot to take on some public health issues like the opioid crisis, like access to prevention and wellness services. We'll begin to take on workforce issues. And we'll be able to gain some space to begin to advocate on some innovative issues and the value that physical therapy brings to the healthcare system.
Love that. Talking with APTA CEO Justin Moore, thanks for doing what you do. I mean, a lot of people will say, what does the APTA do for me? And it's hard to see, you know, the day-to-day stuff. But then all of a sudden you have a day like this, and it's a couple touchdowns after a couple touchdowns just following the Super Bowl. And this is great. This is what the APTA does for us. I'm sure a guy like Mike Matlack, who's in charge of the PT PAC, is saying, this is what your $20 donation has been for, getting us to this point.
Yeah, and it's that's important. There were so many people who made this happen. Mike Matlack is one of those guys. He's been with us from day one, you know, really built the PAC up to make it a force on Capitol Hill. Justin Elliott, Patrick Cooney. Patrick has been with APTA for over almost 25 years, so he is the real veteran of this fight and represents us as our contracted lobbyist on Capitol Hill. But Mandy Froley, Jason Bellamy, I mean, I could name people all day long that have really taken it the extra mile to, you know, the football analogy, a touchdown today, but this fight was 3 yards in a cloud of dust for 21 years. You know, old school football.
I like the fact that you could name people for days that have been involved in this. That shows how deep the APTA is and how much work it does take to get some things done. But hey, we got a great step to go here. Can't wait to see you guys in New Orleans. We'll definitely have a beer to celebrate the cap when we hang out with 16,000 of our closest colleagues.
We need everybody to bring one more friend. We're going to break 20 if we're not careful.
I love it. Let's see if we can get that thing to capacity. I think New Orleans, I think we can give them a good run for their money. I like it.
Yeah, appreciate it.
All right, everybody. APTA CEO Justin Moore. Justin, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
You bet. Take care, Jimmy.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast, LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jimmy McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.